Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day. Hey, hey, boy.
Welcome to Laundry Day.
Hi, welcome to Laundry Day.
It's Delilah and James. James is a fucking asshole.
Why do you have to curse? Like, so it's late at night and you're making me upset.
They don't know what time of day it is, James.
It's a school night, first of all.
I don't care. What does it have to do with cursing? You don't curse on a school night. You can only curse on the weekend.
Yeah.
Friday through Sunday is like, fuck it.
I'm just, like, honestly, my eyes are closing.
Okay. We'll make this quick for you, okay?
Okay, make it quick. What do you got?
We have this is an emergency podcast right now.
Why?
Because there's an epidemic going on. It's actually two things we have to talk about. There's an epidemic going on. There seem to be clowns going around scaring the townspeople, okay?
Townspeople?
And what I have a problem with is, none of these clowns have been shot by police yet, and they're yielding weapons, knives and BB guns. So what I've come to the conclusion is that clowns' lives matter.
That's true.
So clowns' lives matter, right? Mm-hmm. They're not being shot and killed. I don't know if they're really innocent either, because who the fuck decides to dress up in a goddamn clown costume
and
scare the townspeople on a regular Tuesday, Wednesday.
There's a lot going on in the world, and now we have to worry about, like, just walking the street, seeing a clown. Like, just, I'll give you an example. You got a guy, let's call him Joe.
Okay,
his girlfriend just cheated on him. He can't pay his bills. He might get fired next week.
Joe's a deadbeat.
Okay, because life is hard. Life is already hard. Life's hard for a lot of people. Life's not easy.
Why does girl cheat on him? He's got a little dick.
Listen. So he's leaving his job. They told him, listen, if you don't do your job, you're going to be fired in 2 weeks.
Then do your job.
Lila.
What's wrong with
him? Let me finish my story.
Joe's a lazy fuck. Small dick. Go ahead. Then he walks on the street and he sees the clown.
I don't even want to tell the story anymore. You really just got me so mad.
There was too much backstory. Like, he's not doing his job. That has nothing to do with him going out and seeing a clown.
Talk what you want to talk about.
I want to hear the rest.
No, it's okay.
I was just giving my ad-libs. James, say the rest.
Mm-mm.
James, say the rest.
I don't want to.
All right. So I don't care what else you have to say about anything now.
Okay.
So my problem is, where are the cops? Why are the cops not regulating these people? These people are obviously...
How are they supposed to regulate them? I don't understand.
If they see them, kill them. Shoot them on sight. I don't fuck with clowns. And I hate it when people say this. Like, if you know me, you know. But if you know me, you know I don't fuck with clowns. And if I see a goddamn clown, I'm killing it. I'm not running away because I'm not that fast. I'm going to kill it. If I'm in my car, I'm going to run it over. If I'm anywhere near my car, I'm going to get that tire iron and knock the shit out of this clown. I'm not playing. Don't play with me like that. I'm really not kidding you. I'll be crying, too, the entire time. As soon as I see it, I'll be crying.
This must be really miserable for people that have a phobia of clowns. Like, their nightmare has come to fruition. Like, it's actually happening. Like, you actually might see a clown wielding a dangerous weapon.
The thing is that, like, what are they trying to do? Just scare people, or are they actually trying to hurt people? Because either way, I'm not fucking with it.
If I was like...
It's not even a joke. It's not even a joke.
If I was like a police... Who leads the police?
Chief?
Yeah, sure. If I was a chief, and I would be like, listen, guys, listen. There's a lot of people on Earth, right? We've been looking for a way to extinguish a lot of human lives. Well, this is a perfect excuse. Let's just start killing a bunch of clowns. And everybody would be... Nobody would be up in arms, because everybody wants the clowns dead, right?
I do. I want them
so
dead for
sure. So kill
all
the clowns, and then you'd be done.
Kill them. One or two things are happening if I see a clown. First of all, I'm either killing it. We talked about this.
You probably can't, though, honestly.
Or I'm just going to stand there and let it kill me.
You'd probably die.
I would let it kill me because you know what? I don't wanna live this life of there are clowns running around and like I can't pay my bills and shit. Just kill me.
What does the bills have to do with anything?
Like I don't wanna live.
Did you wanna hear my story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't interrupt it. So Joe, right?
Papa's like, still talking.
Listen, Joe, like life is really hard, right?
All
right. So now he's leaving his job. They told him, listen, you might get fired the next day. Now this clown thinks it's funny, so he's hiding in the bushes. Joe has like his brown box because he just got fired. He's walking down the street.
Brown box?
You know, the brown box they give you when you get fired. Shut up.
Let me
finish the story. So he decides, oh, I'm going to pop out and scare Joe. But little does he know, like, Joe is just looking to release his frustration on any human being that passes. So this guy pops up and tries to scare Joe. And Joe stalls his life out and ends his life right there.
Ends his own life?
No, ends the clown's life.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He just stomps the clown out.
Yeah, that's what everybody should do.
We don't need clowns. Life is hard. When I'm walking down the street stressed about something, if a clown comes out...
It's not even the fact that it's a clown. Like, it could be anybody in a mask. Like, these people are wearing masks and, like, just chasing you because it's funny or what. Like, they're just standing in the bushes, like, waiting for someone to walk by so they can scare them. Like, they don't have jobs. But apparently their lives matter, though. Clown lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of clowns, Kim Kardashian got tied up in Paris and robbed by 5 masked men. Okay, now, I want to talk about this very briefly.
I have multiple questions.
I have a lot of questions.
My first question.
It's an inside job. It's not a question, it's a statement.
Is it fucked up to think that, just like I thought that maybe, who's the dad's name? Caitlin Bruce? That
Caitlin
I thought
Bruce
transitioned into a woman for publicity? That I think that this could have happened for publicity? Is that fucked up to think?
I don't know if that's fucked up to think. I think that there's too many questions
around it.
It's
not fucked up because it's possible.
Okay. Yes, definitely possible. Because where was everybody? You know, like, everyone's like, where was her security guard? No, where was everybody else? Where was anybody else? Like, when are they ever just by themselves? Like, no assistant, no dog, cat, you know, kids. Nobody, like not one soul was by her. There was only one person at the front desk that they managed to, you know, tie him up, get him incapacitated. And then they get her in the bathroom and they wrap her hands and mouth, whatever. And then as soon as they leave, she's able to break free.
Well, maybe they didn't tie it and she didn't want to push the limits.
Bro, we already talked about what would happen if anything ever happened to me. I would just give up and die. But she had that instinct. Why didn't she use it to be like, I'm going to get out while I'm locked in here. She
what?
Was locked
Are
in
you
the
drunk?
You know, I just have a lot of questions.
You
like,
sound
she's
silly.
She's locked in the bathroom, but yes, she got out. So how?
Yeah, because, okay, I'll give you the scenario. They lock you up. They throw you in a bathroom. They have guns. They said, if you move, I'll kill you. Now, you might know the tape is a little loose, so you're like, damn, I could really get out right now. But what the fuck am I going to do if I get out and there's 4 guys with guns? What am I really going to do? I'll just chill until they leave. Take my jewelry, because you know I got insurance on it, and leave.
Okay.
Do you think she's stressing $11 million in jewelry? No.
I just want to know where everybody was.
They were swinging dinglings in Paris.
They were slanging dangling all over Paris. Not giving a fuck. I mean... I'm glad she's okay. I mean, the worst thing we would have to hear the next day is that she got murdered. Like, I don't want to hear that. And then October 2nd is like Kim Kardashian Day. Like, thank God she's alive.
Weird.
But sounds a little sketch.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, on that note, we'll see you next time. Clown Lives Matter. Thank you.